And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
Gee, I wonder what program he's talking about. Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, in addition to this week in recording history, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Roger Wolf Kahn, Annette Hanshaw, Esther Walker, and Jelly Roll Morton. Last week, October 19th, marked the birth in 1907 in Morristown, New Jersey, of bandleader and composer Roger Wolf Kahn. He began playing violin at age 7 and eventually mastered over a dozen instruments, but in most cases played alto sax. Roger's father was the fabulously wealthy industrialist Otto Kahn, who indulged Roger's musical interests and bought the Arthur Lang Orchestra for him in 1923. Because of financial subsidies from his father, the band was sometimes referred to as the Million Dollar Band and included some of the finest musicians of the day. They played at exclusive venues around New York, including long runs at the Biltmore Hotel, and the band recorded for Victor between 1925 and 32. In 1928, Kahn wrote Crazy Rhythm along with Joseph Meyer and Irving Caesar, and it was introduced in the stage musical Here's How. Kahn also collaborated with Al Dubin on All By My Lonesome. In the mid-30s, Roger's interests turned more to aviation, and he gave up the band and worked as an aviation researcher, consultant, and test pilot. He died in New York City on July 12, 1962, at just 54 years of age. Here's Roger Wolf Kahn.
Thank you. the only one I see in all my dreams. No one but you make the skies blue above me. I've always loved you forever, it seems. What a place this world would be if I caressed you. Life would be a certainty if I possessed you. Every little joy and care we'd always share together. You're the only one for me, the one I love.
We began our tribute to Roger Wolf Kahn with Song of the Flame from January 13, 1926. Song of the Flame was a 1925 Broadway musical and also a 1930 Warner Brothers film musical operetta, which was photographed entirely in Technicolor and contained a widescreen sequence using a process called Vitascope. It was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Sound Recording. Next, we heard Roger Wolf Kahn and his Hotel Biltmore Orchestra on November 27, 1925, and Lucky Boy, composed by Irving Berlin. We finished up with Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra with You're the Only One for Me from February 21, 1929. The vocalist there was Scrappy Lambert. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, October 18th, marked the birth in 1901 of the personality girl Annette Hanshaw. She was discovered by Herman Rose, at the time a producer for Pathé, and she recorded for their Pathé Actuel and Perfect labels starting in 1926. They were married around 1927, and in April of that year, Rose and Hanshaw moved to the more financially stable Columbia Records, which marketed her under several identities. For sentimental songs, she was renamed Gay Ellis. On the Harmony label, she was known as Dot Dare. On Velvet Tone, she was Patsy Young. And other of her pseudonyms included Ethel Bingham, Marion Lee, Janet Shaw, and Lelia Stanford. From October of 1932 to September of 1934, she appeared on the Maxwell House Showboat radio program, and for 39 weeks after that, she was on the Camel Caravan radio show. Her one and only film appearance was in the 1933 Paramount short, Captain Henry's Showboat, a film version of the Maxwell House Showboat, which was broadcast on Thursday nights. Many of her records end with her saying, "That's all," in sort of a high-pitched voice. This started as an accident, but Columbia then insisted on it. Annette didn't think much of her abilities as a singer and suddenly retired from show business in 1935. She died in a hospital in New York City on March 13, 1985. Here's Annette Hanshaw.
Look who's here, look who's here. There's the boy I'm mad about. Oh, my dear, when he's near, I just feel like passing out. So big and strong, so full of youth. Oh, mama, oh, papa, tell me the truth. Ain't he sweet? See him coming down the street. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't he sweet, huh? Ain't he nice? Look him over once or twice. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't he nice? Just can't deny in his direction. Oh me, oh my, ain't that perfection? I repeat, don't you think he's kind of neat? And I ask you very confidentially, ain't he sweet? What a man, I'll say how he can. Hey, hey, look him up and down. There's the handsomest man in town. What a smile he's got. Get that style. He's hot. Me for him, no joke. I could love him if he was broke.
By the jelly, please, need the mellow moon. Little Johnny boy will be sing a little low down tune. Little singily, learn to sing, hey, hey. Like a malacando, a swingy sway. You will win his heart and he will say, sing a little low down tune. Fill his cup with the finest tea leaves. Cheer him up till the time that he leaves. Little singily, sing a low down tune. Little Johnny boy will be with you soon. When you're in his arms beneath the moon, sing a little low down
We began our tribute to Annette Hanshaw with a quintessential 20s tune, Ain't She Sweet? Or in this case, transgendered to Ain't He Sweet, written by Jack Yellen and Milton Ager. The pianist on that January 28, 1927 Pathé Actuel 78 was Irving Brodsky. Next it was the grammatically mangled but perfectly rhymed Yes Indeedy He Do. If it weren't in this segment, it could have been included in the upcoming This Week in Recording History segment, having been recorded this past week on October 21st in 1930. We finished up our tribute to Annette Hanshaw with Sing a Little Low Down Tune. Sing a Little Low Down Tune was written by Charlie Tobias, Jack Scholl, and Murray Mencher, and recorded on June 22, 1933. Last week, October 20th, marked the birth in 1890 in New Orleans of Ferdinand Joseph Morton, better known as Jelly Roll Morton. As a teenager, he played piano in sporting houses in New Orleans' Storyville section, and worked as a vaudeville comedian, pianist, and other less upstanding jobs around the South. In 1917, his jazz composition Jelly Roll Blues was published in Chicago, whereupon he moved to California and played on the West Coast until 1923 when he returned to Chicago. He recorded piano solos for Jeanette and then formed his band the Red Hot Peppers, which recorded for Victor. He relocated to New York in 1928 and continued to record for Victor until 1930. The Depression took its toll, and he fell on hard times and into obscurity. In the early 30s, Alan Lomax and his father, folklorist John A. Lomax, developed the Library of Congress's Archive of American Folk Song, and in 1938, Alan Lomax recorded a series of interviews with Morton about early jazz. His health deteriorated, and he died in Los Angeles on July 10, 1941. Here are three from Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers. Thank you.
and got the blues. He's the man that makes me get out of both my family. Ah, the more I get, the more I want to see. I paid your doctor's debts in my dream. When I'm troubled, bound and mixed, he's the guy that gets me fixed. Hello, Sandra, give me doctor's debts.
There you have three from Ferdinand Jelly Roll Morton. We started off with Dr. Jazz, written by Walter Melrose and Joe King Oliver. Jelly Roll Morton performed the vocal on that December 16, 1926 recording. Next, it was Boogaboo, a Jelly Roll Morton composition from June 11, 1928. You gotta love any recording with a siren whistle in it. And we finished up with Little Lawrence, another Morton original, waxed March 19, 1930. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, shamrockradio.com, and on iTunes as a podcast. Last week, October 18th, marked the birth in 1894 in Louisville, Kentucky, of Esther Thomas. She adopted the stage name Esther Walker and appeared on Broadway at the Winter Garden Theater in the production of Monte Cristo Jr., where she played Daisy and reportedly stole the show. Monte Cristo Jr. was described as a musical extravaganza in two acts, opened on February 12, 1919, and ran for 254 performances. Later that year, as Aunt Kitty in the Broadway show Hello, Alexander, she sang a song called Why Are Chickens So High?, which might explain why the show closed after just 56 performances at the 44th Street Theater. Hello, Alexander did, however, feature the song Roses of Picardy. Esther Walker's recording career was also brief. She recorded for Victor from 1919 to 1920 and for Brunswick from 25 to 27, producing a total of 32 sides, including You Gotta Know How to Love and It Made You Happy When You Made Me Cry. In 1920, Esther Thomas married Texas theater owner Carl Hoblitzel, who was an event manager at the St. Louis World's Fair and founded the Interstate Amusement Company in 1905. Carl and Esther established the Hoblitzel Foundation in 1942, which still thrives today. Esther Thomas Walker Hoblitzel died of cancer in Dallas on July 26, 1943, at the age of 48. She left the bulk of her estate to the foundation, but she left us the following.
Affair. Romeo and Juliet had them. I just found someone found me. We're not very famous, but who cares? I love my baby, and my baby loves me. Don't know nobody as happy as we. I'm only 20, he's 21. We never worry, we're just having fun. Sometimes we quarrel, and maybe we fight. But then we make up the following night. When we're together, we're great company. I love my baby, and my baby loves me. I love my baby. We're hossy-cossy, and why shouldn't we be? He gives me kisses, each one is a smack. But you should hear them when I give them back. I bought a cookbook, and I'm learning to bake. He likes my coffee, even though it keeps him awake. We wash the dishes from 7 to 3. I love my baby. My baby loves me. I love my ever-loving baby. My ever-loving baby loves me. Don't know no ever-loving body who's as happy as we. I'm only 20, he's 21. We never worry. We're having lots of fun. Sometimes we have a little quarrel. Now and again we have a little fight. But then we always make up on the following night. When we're together, we're great company. I love my baby, and my baby loves me. Baby loves me. Yes, ma'am, my baby loves me. Thank you.
way to Jericho, but kept a little party on the fly. The desert of Sahara flowed with honey, so they say, till through a vision came along and dried it up one day. Sahara, we sympathize with you. Sahara, now we're dry like you. I know why Cleopatra put that snake against her skin. She lost her mind completely when she lost her garden sin. Over Khayyam took a leap into his caravan. He took his wine glass and away he flew. And ever since all those Egyptians moved that funny arm so queer, they got that way from reaching for imaginary signs of fear. Sahara, Sahara, now we're dry like you.
Come back to me, I'm and brighten my day. Your share of lonesomeness, and I've had mine too, dear, I must confess. I need you, I love you, so won't you please come back to me and brighten my day.
Many of the rapidly rotating records out there are not in very good shape, but it seems Esther Walker records are generally in worse condition than most. But in an effort to play records I haven't played on the show before, we started off our tribute to Esther Walker with I Love My Baby Loves Me, from January of 1926, with Ruby Bloom accompanying Esther on the piano. Just last night I got around to watching the first episode of Ken Burns' documentary Prohibition, and we heard a song about Prohibition, Sahara, from the Broadway show Monte Cristo Jr. Sahara was composed by Gene Schwartz with the lyrics by Alfred Bryan, and that recording is from August 8, 1919. We finished up with Brighten My Days from June 8, 1926.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Isham Jones and his orchestra.
What is that I hear you say? You're going, you won't stay. You're going, let me say, be on your way. But listen, don't come back, because your place will be taken. And when you're forsaken, then what'll you do?
I hate to see that evening sun go down. Yes, I hate to see that evening sun go down. 'Cause my little mama, she just left this town. And I'm feeling tomorrow just like I feel today. Yes, I'm gonna repeat it, I'll be feeling tomorrow just like I feel today. I'm gonna put all my belongings in a little bitty old trunk and I'm gonna make my getaway. St. Louis woman, with your diamond ring, you got that little old mama mine all bound round with your apron string. Say, now if it wasn't for your powder and all your store-bought hair, then that little bitsy old mama mine, she wouldn't have gone nowhere. Mm-mm. I got the St. Louis blues, just as blue as I could be. That gal of mine got a heart just like a rock cast way down, down in the deep blue weary sea. Or else she never would have gone so very far away from me. Honey, get away from my window, mama, don't knock on my door. Yes, honey, get away from my window. Don't ever let me hear you cracking your knuckles up against my door. I got another sweet mama now, I don't want you no more.
Away those weary blues. Dance, dance, dance all through the day. When you hear that saxophone, blue notes on the old trombone, dance, dance, dance your cares away. Hold your baby baby, close and tight when you sway to the music grand. Tap your feet to the music sweet, just try and beat the band. Life is short, so why be sad? Dance away and let's be glad. Dance, dance, dance your blues away.
We started this edition of This Week in Recording History with Isham Jones and his orchestra and What'll You Do? The vocalist on that October 18, 1927 Brunswick recording was Eddie Thomas. What'll You Do was written by Ned Miller and Chester Kahn and was followed by Cliff Edwards, better known as Ukulele Ike, with the Eaton Boys and St. Louis Blues from October 19, 1934. The Eaton Boys were Jack Day, Earl Smith, Art Gentry, and Charles Day. This record is a very good example of Cliff Edwards' vocal effect, which he called Effin, E-F-F-I-N, not the contemporary colloquialism. Next, we had some pretty good advice from Ken Crossley and Billy Maron and his Commanders, Dance Your Blues Away. That record on the British Crown label was made exactly 1 year after Cliff Edwards' St. Louis Blues on October 19, 1935. We finished up with Nat Shilkret and his orchestra and Blossoms That Bloom in the Moonlight, written by Ben Black and James Dietrich. The vocalist on that October 16, 1928 recording was Harold Scrappy Lambert. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.